You'd start somebody else to clean the small intestines. And then they'd make chitlins out of big ones if they wanted some chitlins. But the little ones, you'd put the sausage in them.
Cut them up in, with a big old,
what'd
you cut hog up with?
Oh, cleaver, you done most of it though with a knife, a butcher knife. And, or a sturdy stout knife about that long is the best kind to cut hogs, when unjoint the meat if you don't. If you know how to cut up a hog, you cut in the right places, you don't have to chop nothing.
What'd you usually kill them?
Well, most of the time we done it with an axe. Now, I have used a rifle a little bit. If you shoot a hog, yes, exactly in the right place, it's just like that. When you shoot him, he just drops just right down. Mm. Hit him right between his eyes, maybe a shade above, right at his eyes. But it goes right in his brain. It just paralyzes.
Shoot him with what?
22 rifle. Short range cartridges.
Okay.
Now, big old hogs are like a big boar. We thought that man had 800 pound boar. Now, a little old short range rifle probably wouldn't penetrate his head deep enough to kill him, but it'd take a long rifle to kill him. But average, you can use short cartridges to kill hogs with.
Well, I said, when. What time of year do you usually kill on the first?
Well, most of the people try to kill hogs ahead of cold, just when it started getting cold. Now, some folks had the old 12 days, and I don't know what days they were, special days to kill hogs on, but whenever it got cold, my dad killed hogs. He had his hogs ready to kill. We always put them in a pen and fatten them for a while. We hardly hogs that were killed right out of a peanut field, and the meat was awfully oily and didn't stay firm, kind of flimsy like.
Yeah. If you kept your meat too long, you'd say the meat got
tainted. Most of the time, it rancid. Tainted meat actually was meat that soured a little bit before it cured.
Yeah.
But rancid meat is just old meat. It could hang up there till it got. Especially your sides and your jaws. Now your ham, it's when most people put ham, they had a paste they put on them made out of flour and bullrooks and pepper and stuff, and sacked it up and hung it up, and that would keep the bugs out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And ham didn't. Oh, I have seen some rancid ham too, but your sides got rancid pretty quick, or you never done anything them except smoke them, just let them hang in there dry and smoke out. And it'd dry out and get awfully hard and rancid.
Hmm. Now, suppose you kept your butter too long or something like that, it did taste good. What would you say? It got
rancid too. A sour, rancid most, more than that, you'd call it.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people say stout? You know what that means?
Yeah, they use stout for things like that butter was kind of stout or your
old folks.
Yeah.
That. Okay. That's past,
that's gone now. Oh, stout people now just refer to heavy fat people.
Okay. All right. What about something baked in a deep dish, and you have several layers of pastry and fruit to it, things like that. Do you know what that was called? Would your mother make some kind of a deep dish pie or things like that?
Well, we had pies, blackberry pies and peach pies and pear pies. That was back when I was a boy, there wasn't no such thing as casserole dishes then. It was in a aluminum or more than that had been a daggone enamel pan.
Mm-hmm.
But you would put a layer of pastry down in there and fill it full of whatever kind of you would. Most people cook the fruit some or the berries, whatever, but you didn't have to. You could put them right in there and make a pie with them, and then you lay stuff crisscross it both ways, your pastry across the top of it.